getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And we're back again for another week of great old-time music here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, spinning old-time records for you like we do every week. Here on the show, once again, we are tickled to death that you are here along with us for another show. And I shouldn't really say tickled to death, because we mark the passing of a legendary polka musician, radio show host, music store guy, and all-around swell guy this week. And, well, I'll tell you, Wally Pickle passed away over the past week. And if you're from Minnesota, you know Wally. And if you're really into the polka scene, no matter where you are in the country, you're probably knew Wally, or at least are aware of Wally. Or if you ever watched The Tonight Show or The Mike Douglas Show, you might be aware of Wally Pickle. But we will talk more about Wally later on as we get into the show. But this will be the first weekend in a long time that Wally Pickle is not on KDUZ down in Hutchinson, Minnesota, doing his Pickle Patch radio program. But we'll talk about him in a little bit, and let's get things rolling with Ray Henry and the orchestra and the Blonde Bombshell Polka. Henry and his orchestra, the Blonde Bombshell Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, spinning old-time records for you today like we do every week here on the show. And sometimes I don't mention it enough, and I need to. You can always contact us here at the Oompa Hour. Email oompahour@aol.com or on the Oompa Hour hotline. Wait a minute. Where did I write? Oh, man. I have not memorized the phone number yet, even after all these weeks. And my little piece of scratch paper where I had it written down is gone. Hang on here. I'm looking. I'm looking. I had it written down. There it is. The Oompa Hour Hotline, 218-259-2985. You can make a request or ask to hear a certain band or do a dedication, whatever you want to do. You can always call the hotline, 218-259-2985. Get us on the email, oompahour@aol.com, and on Facebook, too, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour is where you find us, all right? We will have some Wally Pickle tunes coming up here in the show, so stand by for that, Wally Pickle fans. Right now, we have Al Coco Sluzniak. His nickname is Coco, doing the Percolator Polka. Percolator Polka. Notice how it kind of sounded a little like a coffee percolator going there. Here on the Oompa Hour, you're probably having a cup of coffee right now. I know I wish I was. Al Coco Sluzniak there, the Percolator Polka here on the show. And there's only one song that's a logical follow-up to the Percolator Polka, and that would be if you've got the coffee polka. Here was the Harold Steinbeck Orchestra. they have the Harold Steinbeck Orchestra. If you've got the coffee, I've certainly got the time here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and I don't know about where you're at, but up here in northern Minnesota, the world pretty much revolves around coffee, I'm telling you. You'd think we'd find a way to grow it up here. Some kind of special short-season coffee that thrives in cold weather. I don't know, but you would think we would find a way, wouldn't you? All right, I mentioned at the opening of the show here that a legendary old-time musician has passed away. That would be Wally Pickle. And maybe you've heard of Wally, maybe you haven't. But I have a news story here about him, and I'm not going to read the whole thing because, well, the show is not that long. But I'm going to play a couple of Wally Pickle tunes in the show this week. I have one coming up next here. But here's what it says. Hutchinson band leader Wally Pickle, who entertained generations of polka lovers while playing one, two, or three trumpets at a time, sometimes while jumping on a pogo stick, died Thursday morning. He was 90. And he was still at it, too. He did a radio show on KDUZ in Hutchinson, Minnesota, called The Pickle Patch. He did the show last week and over the weekend. He passed away on Thursday, so he was still at it. Larry Dostal, of course, of the Larry Dostal Band, said that everyone will tell you the same story. Wally always had a smile. Now, he, of course, had his band, and he did his radio show for a lot of years. He also had a music store in Hutchinson. Wally Pickle, an inductee into the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame, played his first professional job with the Jerry Dostal Band New Year's Eve in 1944. Wally was a senior in high school at the time, said he'd been playing ever since. New Ulm musician Peter Wendinger of the Wendinger Band said his group often played opposite Wally's band for about 40 years, said they shared the same stage many times, and everybody just loves Wally. Now, if you can find these on YouTube if you look them up. Wally appeared on The Tonight Show. He also was on The Mike Douglas Show, playing all his trumpets at one time. He could play two at a time, play harmony with himself. He could play three trumpets at a time. And he would also play a couple of trumpets at the same time he was bouncing on a pogo stick. Yes, he really did. And like I say, you could find clips on the internet there. But Wally started his own band back in 1950, Wally Pickle and the Dill Pickles. And then, of course, he had the music store in Hutchinson and the radio show. Hey, you know, 90 is a pretty good run, but a loss from the old-time music family indeed there. The Pickle Patch, Wally's weekly radio show on KDUZ Radio, on the radio every Friday morning since 1965. Thought to be among the longest-running weekly radio shows in the state. So I wonder if there's an archive. I wonder if we can listen to some Pickle Patch programs from KDUZ. I don't know. I have not looked, but I'm going to take a peek at their website here. But anyway, we'll do a couple Wally Pickle tunes in the show this week. We have his version of the Beer Barrel Polka. In this particular version, Wally is playing three trumpets at the same time. And no, he doesn't have three hands. They're like bolted together, welded together, or whatever. But all the trumpet playing you hear is Wally playing three trumpets at the same time. Wally Pickle, here's Beer Barrel Polka.
Thank you.
They got Wally Pickle playing three trumpets at once in that one. There's Beer Barrel Polka. And again, Wally passing away this past week. Age of 90, doing his radio show right up until the last week there at KDUZ down in Hutchinson, Minnesota. And, yeah, it's played all over the place. Look him up on YouTube. Find some of his performances from TV shows and concerts and stuff. Just a great guy. Of course, that's how it is with polka people, though. Everybody pretty much in polka land are great folks. But anyway, we'll have another Wally Pickle tune coming up later on in the show. So Wally Pickle fans, stand by. The High Toppers Orchestra next. Way down in Texas. Every week in the show, we try to do a waltz. And here's the High Toppers with the Garden Waltz. There you go, the High Toppers Orchestra out of Texas there. Garden Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show here. We're this far into the show. I haven't even talked about a World of Accordions Museum over in Superior, Wisconsin yet, and I should do that because we do every week, and I cordially invite you to visit. And I know that right now you're probably planning your trips for the spring and summer, especially if you're folks who live where it's snowing and cold 6 months out of the year. You're making some plans now. And if you're going to be in the Superior, Wisconsin area, or you're looking for an excuse to go that way, you may want to visit a World of Accordions Museum there on Belknap Street. 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. And if that's not breathtaking enough, they have concerts, they have jam sessions, they have all sorts of events, musical workshops, they have other displays, stuff, memorabilia, advertising, music, history of people, bands, where songs came from, all sorts of amazing stuff. Beautiful concert hall inside. They have all outdoor concerts during the summertime. A lot of events. So you need to check it out. You can find out all the information at worldofaccordions.org on the interwebs there. All the information waiting for you to peruse. worldofaccordions.org. Pay them a visit if you're in the area in Superior, Wisconsin. Back to the music. Let's do it. Johnny Pecan and the orchestra. Here's the Old Timers Polka. We'll be right back. That's the Old Timers Polka with Johnny Pecan here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, spinning old-time records like we do every week on the show. Here's kind of a classic, and it strikes me as funny, only because I go to Duluth and Superior, Minnesota, or Superior, Wisconsin, Duluth, Minnesota. They're right across the border from each other. And if you are in Duluth and you were to go over to Superior, or vice versa, you may very likely drive over the Blatnik Bridge. And I have a record by Eddie Blatnik. And the Blatnik Bridge is not named after Eddie Blatnik of polka fame, but it just seems funny to me. And we were just talking about a World of Accordions museum in Superior, Wisconsin, which is not that far from where you cross the bridge into Wisconsin. And it's just a weird connection. Eddie Blatnik and his polka pals, I stopped for a beer.
I know why I'm feeling so gay. It happened to me on payday. I stopped for a beer to bring me some cheer. I didn't get home for a year. I stopped for a beer to bring me some cheer. I didn't get home for a year. My wife's as mad as could be. She asked what happened to me. I stopped for a beer to bring me some cheer. I didn't get home for a year. I stopped for a beer to bring me some cheer. I didn't get home for a year. Please listen to me. If you're looking for real company, don't stop for a beer to bring you some cheer. You'll never get home for a year. Don't stop for a beer to bring you some cheer. You'll never get home for a year.
You better believe it. Nice to be home.
Eddie Blatnik there. I stopped for a beer here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, jamming in the great old-time records like we do every week here on the show. We're glad you're along with us. Haven't had a girl polka band on the show for a while. Time to rectify that. The Langer sisters here. They're going to do Are You Mine Polka.
Yes, I am.
My little love.
Yes, sirree.
My baby,
oh. Yes, sirree. No one you'll ever do. I'll be yours and I'll be true. Don't worry, dear. Have no fear, cause I am yours. No one you'll ever do. I'll be yours and I'll be true. Don't worry, dear. Have no fear, cause I am yours. Rich or poor, tell me, darling, are you sure? Will you whisper I love you and make all my dreams come true? Will you honor and obey and promise not to stray? Tell me, darling, are you mine and only mine?
Are you mine?
Yes, I am.
All the time?
Yes, I am.
Mine alone?
Yes, sirree.
My very own?
Yes, sirree. No one thing you will ever do, I'll be yours. And I'll be true, don't worry, dear. Have no fear, cause I'm yours. No one thing you will ever do, I'll be yours. And I'll be true, don't worry, dear. Have no fear, cause I'm yours.
All right, Langer Sisters there. Are you mine, Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldie show, spinning them out here. I don't know. I feel like I'm not jibber-jabbering as much here as I usually do. I don't know. I'm doing about six things at once here in the studio this week. And how are things in northern Minnesota? The weather report, weird. We went from, you know, like 30-degree days down to, we had, 7 below yesterday. Now it's going to be 50 tomorrow. What is with that? You know, I guess, and it always seems like it's crazy every year, but then when you look it up from the year before, it does the same thing every year. So I don't know. I think, you know what they say, everybody talks about the weather, but nobody ever does anything about it. I don't know. I do have another Wally Pickle tune coming up here in a few minutes. Before that, the Little Rascals Band and the When I Was a Little Boy Polka.
Tam błoko pak stoi. I pisze do cara, że się go nie boi, że się go nie boi. Hupaj, szupaj, da na dwa samego rana. Hupaj, szupaj, da na. Wczoraj spałeś na podłodze, dziś na wiosce szana, żeby była zmiana.
Matka się schylała,
Well, there you go. When I was a little boy, polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show of the Little Polka Rascals Band. I think I said the Little Rascals Polka Band earlier, and that's actually backwards. It's the Little Polka Rascals Band. You must be accurate in these shows. Oh, yes, we will have another Wally Pickle record coming up in a little bit here. We've been talking on the show. Wally passed away last week. Age of 90. He's the guy that plays two or three trumpets at the same time while bouncing on a pogo stick, leading his polka band, doing his radio show, running his music store. Busy guy. And, yeah, we'll do another song from him in just a little bit. Right now, the Red Hot Pants Polka. It's the Red Hot Pants Polka, or is it the Red Hot Pants Polka? Not sure, actually. Stan Jarrett and the Delmonts will figure it out while we listen. Go the Red Hot Pants Polka, or the Red Hot Pants Polka, or the Red Hot Pants Polka. I'm not sure it works no matter how you say it. Stan Jarrett and the Delmonts here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old time oldies show. I was looking to see here if it tells us where these cats are from, but it doesn't seem to say on the record here. Lil Wally up next for us. Haven't had a Lil Wally record for a while, except instead of being with one of his usual bands, Lil Wally with the Swirsky Orchestra, as in the Casey Swirsky Orchestra. And here's the Jukebox Cheer Polka. Little Wally with the Swirsky Orchestra there and the Jukebox Cheer here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I told you we get another Wally Pickle record in there. Better do it before I use up too much time, and I don't have time to give it a spin here, so I got one over here on record player number one. We're going to do that in a minute here. I was just looking at this article about Wally. As we mentioned, Wally Pickle passed away this week, 90 years old. And what do they do now? Did I blink and lose it? They had Wally talking about the three highlights of his career. And, you know, this article is so darn long here that I get lost. Hang on. I'm going to figure it out for Pete's sake. Yeah, he had a music store, did his radio show down there on KDUZ. K-Duz Radio. let's see. I was on The Tonight Show. I was on The Mike Douglas Show. I just saw that now. What do they do with it? It said here, Wally telling about his three most exciting things. Well, there it is. Three highlights from his career. And the guy had a long career because he started the band in 1944, I think it said. And he owned a music store and did his radio show. And it says here, this was from an interview a few years ago. And Wally said the first highlight of his career was performing on The Tonight Show. He said the second was playing three trumpets with the guy who wrote the Beer Barrel Polka in Czechoslovakia back in 1971, and the third was doing the Pickle Patch radio show that he started in 1965. So, anyway, there you go. He was a member of the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame, and they had a nice display there for Wally for years. And, of course, now Wally's passed away. Thought we'd do Wally and his band doing Paloma Blanca. Now, in this particular selection, Wally is only playing two trumpets at the same time. Earlier in the show, we had one where Wally was playing three trumpets at the same time. I assume that none of this was done while bouncing on his pogo stick like he did at his shows, because I can't imagine that the pogo stick thing would work out real well in the recording studio. There's the legendary Wally Pickle and Paloma Blanca. There you have it, Wally Pickle there, a legendary Wally Pickle playing two trumpets at once in Paloma Blanca, and Wally passing away over the past week here at the age of 90. So there you have it. All right, let's. As long as we're playing stuff from Minnesota, and you know, Wally from down there, down around Hutchinson, and of course Oompa Town in Minnesota, New Ulm, the little town of New Ulm is known as Oompa Town, and we have Oompa Town's finest here, and they're doing the Tempo of Dakota.
Take you by the hand, then come ya, ya. Temple of Dakota, it really is a thing. Around and around we go, all dancing as we sing. All agree it's different, the song of Polka Land. The Temple of Dakota, it's grand.
Tempo of Dakota Polka with the Oompa Town's finest here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, spinning your polka records for you, like we do every week here on the show. And a reminder, you get in touch with us now, give us a call on the Oompa Hour hotline, 218-259-2985. You make a request, ask for dedication, whatever you like. Also, via email, if you're a little more shy, Oompa Hour, all one word, at AOL.com, or Facebook, too, Tim's Oompa Hour. It's facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. That's how that goes. Yes, the Dynadukes are on the way.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty, well, I promise you the Dynadukes, so by golly, that's what we're going to play. Here's the Try It, You'll Like It polka.
On Saturdays, I'd stay home alone. There was no one there to talk to, and no one I could phone. And then one day a friend came by and got me out of bed. He was going to a polka dance, and this is what he said.
Try it, you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it. So I tried it and I liked it. Now I play them every day. Try it, you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it. The polka's here to stay.
I have friends who have a band and they play rock and roll. I told them about polkas and they said it had no soul. I asked them if they ever gave polka music a try. They said no, so I looked at them and gave them this reply. Try if you like it. Try if you like it. So they tried it and they liked it. Now they play them every day. Try if you like it. Try if you like it. Try if you like it. The polka's here to stay. One time I saw some dancers dancing to a shuffle beat. The rumba and the cha-cha, they could really move their feet. I asked them if they ever went to a polka dance. They said no, so then I said, give the dance a chance. Try if you like it. Try if you like it. So they tried it and they liked it. Now they dance it every day. Try if you like it. Try if you like it. Try if you like it. The polka's here to stay. My friends out there in music land, don't condemn what you haven't tried. Come out to a polka dance, don't stay away and hide. The polka is the coming thing, so try it if you will. The happy sound of polkas will give you quite a thrill. Try if you like it. Try if you like it. If you try it, you might like it, then you'll play them every day. Try if you like it, try if you like it, try if you like it, the polka's here to stay.
That's the Dynadukes. Try it, you'll like it, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldie show, spinning the polka records for you again like we do every week here on the show. Don't forget to tell your friends about us, too. You know, if you got everybody's got, if you're into polka music, you got polka friends, and you need to tell them, hey, have you heard the Oompa Hour? And, you know, maybe they don't have a radio station or a podcast or a webcast or whatever near them that carries the show. You can always call somebody up, your local favorite radio station, say, why the heck aren't you guys playing the Oompa Hour? Because they can. The Oompa Hour for a radio station or a webcaster or a web streamer is completely 100% free to them to get the program every week and broadcast it on their particular radio station or format or whatever. So by all means, encourage other places to pick it up. It's completely free. Imagine that, an hour of polka music that you could broadcast at no charge. An amazing thing. All right, I think we're going to sneak in one more record here. I know I've been trying to sneak in two when we get to this point in the show, and that is not always been working out for me the last few weeks, if you notice. Let's do a little Whoopi John tune, shall we? How about the Pepper Upper Polka?
We'll be right back.
check out Whoopi John and his orchestra there, the Pepper Upper Polka, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, and yeah, that is going to wrap it up for the week. Sometimes I try to jam in another song, but it's so hard to find a song that's like a minute and a half long, you know? So we'll put the lid on it for this week. Back to do it again next week with more great old-time music for you. In fact, next week, the Polish version of When Irish Eyes Are Smiling. Is that possible?
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!